Hello again. As you just heard, Marilee was able to put her own advanced metastasized ovarian cancer into complete remission using a non-toxic approach. And this was after her conventional doctors told her that they could not get rid of all her cancer. In-depth information about cesium high pH therapy can be found in Chapter 16 of Outsmart Your Cancer. But for a brief explanation here, this approach was developed by a highly respected American physicist named Dr. Aubrey Keith Brewer. Dr. Brewer held the renowned position of Chief of the National Bureau of Standards Mass Spectrometer and Isotope Division. Dr. Brewer theorized that the highly alkalizing mineral cesium could be used to fight cancer. And he worked together with some pioneering medical doctors in the 1980s who performed clinical trials with human cancer patients. These trials confirmed the success of his approach. Cesium is a natural trace element in our foods, but we normally ingest it in extremely small amounts. What Dr. Brewer did was to find a way to safely administer cesium in high doses in order to kill cancer cells. This, by the way, points out another common misunderstanding. Many people think that alternative treatments only work by boosting the immune system or by alkalizing the body. While quite a few alternative approaches do work in these ways, there actually are powerful non-toxic treatments that directly kill cancer cells. Unfortunately, the National Cancer Institute and FDA were never interested in pursuing the cesium approach because it uses only natural substances that cannot be patented. This means that the pharmaceutical companies cannot make large profits by selling it, or at least not as large as the profits they make by selling highly expensive chemotherapy drugs. But for reasons explained in the book, natural, non-toxic approaches give a person a better chance of achieving a long-term cure for themselves. For example, here is another case of someone who also chose to use cesium high pH therapy for his cancer when conventional medicine ran out of options.